They knew it was a matter of when, not if, a virus would jump species and cause widespread illness and death beyond what most viruses do. So when it began early this year, dozens of scientists with specialties in fields like veterinary medicine, life sciences, natural resources, and agriculture were already in place to tackle the problem from a variety of angles. XJ Meng is founding director of the new institute, the Center for Emerging Zoonotic Arthropod-Borne Pathogens. That means it's all about diseases caused by germs that spread from wildlife to people.
And, you know, one thing I think sometimes the public doesn't understand is that the majority of the emerging human infections, they came from animals that jump species from animal and infect humans.
One reason for that is that wildlife is getting less, well, wild, less remote from human populations, close enough to spread new viruses that don't necessarily hurt them. But when they infect a human with no immunity, we can see what happens. But you can't blame the animals for it.
Many of the human activity we do are to blame for some of the emerging human infections. Some of the human activities such as deforestation, large-scale farming practice, backyard farming, climate change, all these human activities bring the animal pathogen closer to the human habitat and therefore promote spillover and cross-species infections.
Talk about a multifaceted approach. It raises so many directions to pursue for this new institute. And it may surprise you that until now, not much study has actually been done on these so-called animal viruses. But that's changing fast, because we need to stop this virus in its tracks.
If we can devise a strategy to prevent and control these so-called animal viruses in their own host before they jump species infecting us, to me, that's the most effective way to control them.
Because once the virus makes that jump, we humans are great at quickly and easily spreading it. That's why Dr. Meng would like to see the creation of an early warning system at important sites and potential hotspots around the world, like we have for HIV and other infectious diseases.
Yeah, this is going to be very difficult, and everybody has to buy in, not only scientists, but also legislature have to all buy in and really, truly collaborate and work together. Until we do that, I don't see, you know, the realistic chance, really.
But as political positions and problems of transparency and trust cloud the issue, the possibility of a global solution to this pandemic continues to fade. Dr. Meng fears that without an all-out effort shared by, well, everyone, then everyone suffers.
So that's one thing I think we learn from this pandemic. We really need global collaborations. You can contain the virus in your own country temporarily, but if the virus continues to spread like crazy in other parts of the world, sooner or later, the virus will come back to your country. And it's just the reality for this contagious disease. And the virus doesn't need a visa to travel from one country to another country. And so we have to work as a team worldwide to actually contain this pandemic.
So this is the world we live in, united by COVID-19 and divided by it. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.